Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Let them rip this morning. I'm setting the timer right now.
7 minutes on the clock, 7 minutes in heaven, or should we say hell?
Seven minutes in hell start right now. 585-252-9800. Serena is weighing in first. Serena Farina. Good morning, you guys. Posting a no makeup selfie when you still have filters, lash extensions, lip fillers, and perfect lighting is performance art. There, I said it. Have a great day, you guys.
Right.
We love the theater.
Full glam. Full makeover.
Full makeover.
Yeah, it's wild. But you do you.
Thank you, Serena. We appreciate that.
Or they'll be like, natural. It's like fresh spray tan, fresh eyelash extensions. There's just like one slab of Vaseline.
I'll take a nice plump pair of lips any day of the week.
It took me a very long time to figure out what lip filler was and like lip injections. I just thought everybody had that. Then I was like, there's no way she has that. They're like, oh, yeah, her lips are the size of the Great Wall of China. So,
okay. It's casual.
Cool.
Let's go over to our friend Jake. Jobs where you do absolutely nothing suck. There, I said it. I currently work at a place that consists of doing routine checks at the start of my shift for 15 minutes. And then I spend 8 hours watching Amazon Prime and YouTube, and I hate it.
Oh.
Jake, that sounds like a nightmare, buddy. Where do I sign up?
No, that's literally my dream.
How do we sign up for that job?
I'll go over there right after. No worries.
Jake, I'm so sorry to hear about how miserable your life is right now. All the best, buddy.
All right, let's get over to some other people here. This person says, Legally Blonde was the best movie ever made, and I don't care who fights me on that. There, I said it.
Haven't seen that in a while.
Oh, it's such a good one.
That is a good movie, huh?
Let's run it back for Breezy's big movie review, shall we?
Yes, but better than Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I was watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off for my movie review years ago, and it was the scene where the cops were like looking for him, and all of a sudden, there was a knock on my parents' door. The cops were looking for me because I accidentally called them on my Apple Watch. It was a whole thing. My dad's like, yeah, she's in the basement.
Oh, you just called 911?
On my watch. Like, it hits. Yeah, it happens all the time.
And they showed up to the front door.
Yeah, they did.
That's interesting.
They got a wellness check. Mimi here. People that have all their Christmas shopping done before Thanksgiving are absolute Psychopaths. There, I said it. Literally, Patrice.
My mother.
Literally.
Patrice. I think my mom's almost done. She texted me.
Patrice is like done. She's done.
Did she get my gift?
I don't know.
I didn't even tell her what I wanted.
I know.
She said she was getting me something this year, so I have to get her something.
She said that there's no need to ask you what you want because when you know someone well enough, it just comes to you.
Oh, really?
Allegedly.
Not me getting my mom another shake weight.
Oh, yeah. From Five Below. Loving it.
Excuse me. Melissa says, what's up, guys? I think it's weird when parents act like being exhausted is some kind of parenting badge of honor. Oof. Being burnt out all the time isn't proof that you love your kids. It's a sign that something's not working. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm just the messenger here. Melissa's words, not ours. Let's keep it moving, people. Alex says, co-sleeping with your kid every single night for years isn't bonding. It's avoiding boundaries. And at a certain point, it's more about the parents' issues than the kids' needs. There, I said it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Hot take, Alex.
But
I don't disagree.
Just not wrong.
Not a parent.
Simply not wrong.
But I don't disagree.
No. We couldn't dare. We couldn't dare disagree.
I think mine for today is people who complain about cancel culture, but cheer on public shaming every time someone messes up. You're absolute hypocrites. There, I said it.
You're right. You're right.
But that's just how I feel about it.
You're actively rooting against someone.
All the time.
Actively.
All the time. Just rooting for somebody's downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is your breeze?
Mine for today is this. I do not understand the whole craze and fad behind energy drinks. There, I said it. The Alani's, the Celsius. It's like, drink water. Be an adult and drink water. And you would have more energy that you are trying to make up for the lack of if you drank more water and slept better. You don't need an Alani. You don't need a Celsius. You don't need a liquid IV. These are all just capitalism coming for you and your health.
I disagree.
There, I said it.
I disagree. You got to get that B12 in you.
It's fake. It's sugar. It's bull. And I'll die on that hill.
All about
there,
that B12.
I said it. Oh my God, my head hurts. I haven't had a drop of water since 94. Let me have a Red Bull instead.
Nah.
What?
I don't do water. I do Diet Coke or iced coffee.
Yep. And that's why your cholesterol is through the roof.
You don't even know what you're talking about at this point.
I know that for certain.
All right, let's go over to our friend Nina here. Moose and Breezy, good morning. I'm going out on... Going out on Halloween as a sexy nurse or sexy police officer is dumb and not original. She spelled dumb, D-U-M-E. It's old and tacky. Come on, ladies, we can do better than this. There, I said it. It's not dumb. Ladies, do not listen to this Nina girl. I fully have plans to get arrested on Halloween. Okay. Moose, what'd you do this year for Halloween? Stayed home, watched Dateline.
Nope.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Big Sky Mornings, Moose Breezy, 52 for the high today. It's going to be a scorcher out there.
Yeah, I just went outside. It's literally freezing.
Guys, new beginnings for the former Hotel Cadillac in downtown Rochester.
Yes.
Back in the day, you can rent rooms there by the hour. Someone told me about it. Rochester City Council voted yesterday to authorize appropriations and loan agreements, along with a payment for a new fine arts loft for affordable housing. The project got more than $6 million in federal funding to transform the old hotel into more than a dozen mixed-income housing units for the unhoused and young adults. This used to be quite the luxury hotel back in the day. And now it sits pretty.
Yeah, you say luxury. You could rent rooms by the hour.
Well, before that, I mean, when it was first built, it was something. The loft is also set to include commercial real estate for startup companies.
Oh.
So if anyone is looking to open up a new Pilates studio or maybe, I don't know.
That's just what the city needs.
A crystal
Another
shop.
Another fitness studio.
The Hotel Cadillac may just be the place to do it. And then we're not done just yet. And then in Victor, there's plans to move forward to bring the Rochester area its very first Bass Pro Shop store. The company announced Tuesday it plans to open a 90,000 square foot store at Eastview Mall in late 2026.
Okay,
because
massive.
Where else would they move it to?
No, it's literally massive.
It ain't going to Marketplace Mall.
No. I'm sure Greece and Henrietta and even Irondequoit, because like ripped to their mall, right, are so jealous that Victor gets everything.
Do you think that Ethiopian restaurant they put in the food court at Marketplace Mall, is that still there?
It's still thriving.
I never got a chance to try
it's still
it.
Thriving.
The Springfield, Missouri-based company said the Victor store, which will be its fifth store in New York State, will employ more than 120 people. I mean, think about the economic impact, you guys. Lots of exciting things happening in the 585. Also, I drove past yesterday. They just got started on Rock Holiday Village. It's not even Halloween yet.
I know.
It's going up.
You got to get that igloo.
I promised myself I'm going this year.
Did you not go last year?
I forgot about it.
That's literally next door to your house.
How many of you think boundaries get lost when parents try to party with their adult kids? Or do you find this to be harmless fun? Also, anyone listening, you ever been to the strip club with your parents? What was that like? Coming up, I'm going to share with you a wild story of how my buddy Johnny celebrated his birthday with his rents. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. How many of you have ever been to the strip club with your parents?
I'm sorry, what?
585-252-9800. I was shocked when I heard my buddy Johnny went with his dad and his stepmom to Spearmint Rhino in Los Angeles.
What in the hell is happening?
It's more of a classy strip club.
Okay.
According to him, he lives out on the West Coast. I called him yesterday to wish him a happy birthday. I said, what are you doing to celebrate? He says, well, my dad and my stepmom flew into town last week. We partied this past weekend. He goes, my dad took me to the strip club. I said, ew, really? You do that with your dad and your stepmom? And he says, well, it wasn't my idea.
It was the stepmom's.
We went out to dinner and drinks, and my dad was like, we can't stop now. We got to keep partying. Let's go. Where are we going?
Oh, my God.
So he goes, my dad took me to the strip club. We went to Spearmint Rhino. I said, oh, wow. That's that with your stepmom, too. Yeah. He goes, yeah. I said, Johnny, I mean, was Susan cool with it? His stepmom? He's like, yeah.
She's like, yeah, she jumped on stage. She was loving it.
He says, yeah, of course she was. He says, she doesn't really care. It's my dad's thing. But he's like, no, we're going. I want to buy you a lap dance for your birthday. This is his dad. I was like, first off, you do you. But I don't share this type of relationship with my father. Also, I'm not a huge strip club guy. I think the last time I went was in Vegas for my cousin's bachelor party, pre-COVID. So I said, Johnny, was this weird for you to go to the strip club with your dad and stepmom and get a lap dance in front of your dad? He says, well, it's... Yeah, if it was in front of them, it'd be weird, but they have private rooms.
I was going to say, I hope it's private.
He goes, it's not like Susan and my dad sat and watched. They love to party. But he goes, my dad just kind of hung out at the bar, mm-hmm. and Susan sat at the table. She made a grocery list. I'm like, oh, God, this is so odd.
She must be a blast at parties.
I couldn't do it. I don't ever want to go into a strip club with my mom or my dad. We already talked about this on the show months back about me accidentally watching a sex scene with my parents in the living room. And that was very uncomfortable, let alone getting a lap dance in front of them.
150%.
Who does this type of thing?
Listen, I think there's different levels to it. I think the strip club is like the highest level, of course. But also at the same time, like, I've been in situations where, like, I'm partying with my parents and we're the three of us are, like, blasted or, like, with a friend of mine. I mean, not so much anymore. It was more so when I was, like, younger and just starting to, like, be of the legal age of drinking.
So when you're 20, you and your parents would get blasted together?
I'd say more like 25. But, yeah, I mean, like, we would go to Halloween parties. We would do fun things together. And it was just, like, a different level and layer of relationship that was like fun and exciting. This is like a whole different situation.
Is anyone uncomfortable anymore with anything?
I guess not. I fear they're not.
If you have gone to a strip club with your parents, I would absolutely love to hear from you. Or parent or whatever. Stepmom.
Grandma. Whatever.
Grandma. Did you guys go to the Barrel of Dolls together? I'm dying to know who's done this. Let's go over to who's here. Emily and Mike are here. Emily says, never gone to a strip club with my parents and never will. I'd rather spend my birthday doing literally anything else that's just awkward, even if they're all about it. And you know, some parents are. They love to party.
They do.
I saw this one couple one time on my first and last cruise, up on the bar, getting after it.
Oh, my God.
Their kids must have been like, I don't know, maybe 14, 16, watching mom and dad.
Just getting after it.
Undress. So it's so bizarre.
Oh, gosh. Bring your kid to work day.
Mike says, I took my dad to a bar once for his birthday, but a strip club? No, I'm good.
I also feel like your parents, I mean, anybody acts differently in those situations, right? Like, I've gone to the local dive bar with my dad, and like, he's like a local celebrity there. And I'm like, I didn't even know you went here. You know what I mean? Let alone people knowing your middle name.
He walks in and he's,
met with
he's the guy.
And I'm like, oh,
met God. With cheers.
I'm like, what?
I just happening? I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that Johnny was cool with this. But don't get me wrong, there are some, like, I've partied with his dad, greatest guy, but you know, obviously it's different if it's your parent, you know what I mean? Like, you're comfortable. Like I said, I just don't share this type of relationship with my dad where I'm like, do you want to go to the strip club?
Right.
You know what I mean? I've been to bachelor parties that my dad was at, but there was no stripper. No, Cinnamon never showed up.
You're like, worst bachelor party ever, but it was fine, I guess.
Guys, good morning. This is not something you do with family. I can't even imagine being in the same place as my mom if there were strippers. I know, buddy.
I know.
It's so tough. Let's go over to Carlos. What's up, guys? Years ago, my dad and I ended up at a bachelor party. It was a strip club. He was trying to act cool, but he kept checking on me like I was a kid. It was weird for both of us, but we bonded a bit. Not something I'd want to repeat.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done with your parents?
I mean, honestly, just like getting hammered. Like, one year, my mom was hammered on Christmas, like hammered.
Mom, I'm sure she loves you sharing the story, but go ahead.
I mean, she drinks like once every 5 years. But I mean, just doing that kind of stuff with them, it doesn't happen often. But when it does happen, it's absolutely wild. Like, one year for Halloween, We took a limo to a party. It was like me, my parents, and like all of their friends. And then my best friend Maddie came. And we had dropped everyone off. So it was literally just me, Maddie, and my parents, like partition, blackout in the back of this limo. It was such a baller experience.
That's nice.
It truly was.
That's nice that they got to be, you know, experience that with you.
Yep.
I think the one time I wish I really could have partied with my parents was my 21st birthday. Because our boss, Mike Danger, he took me out and got me wrecked. Wrecked. Mm. Started at a lovely dinner at Mario Via Bruzzi, which is now gone.
Was that where the
Whole Foods
is?
So yeah. At the end of the night.
I went there for prom. It was probably the same night.
We ended up at Mount Hope Cemetery. I don't know what happened. I don't remember what happened there. But the last part of the night is, any of you guys remember Pulse Nightclub? There used to be a rotating dance floor, but we used to do a club night there on Saturdays. They were doing oil wrestling there. And I remember, I don't know at this point how much I had to drink, but I remember I fell asleep on the rotating dance floor standing up.
Oh.
There's just pictures of me with my head down and I'm just rotating.
Right.
It was one of the greatest birthdays of my life. Okay. And my parents missed out on it.
No, fully. You're like, honestly, I was in rare form, but never felt or looked better.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, if you get a chance to party with your parents and they're cool with it, fine. But strippers straddling you in front of them?
We can't do it.
The last time that happened to me, I was wearing khakis. Thank God my parents weren't there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.